gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
That is an excellent point, Chris. This would be a really good day for me to complete my nervous exhaustion breakdown brain-related event.
Whatever.
Because Hal Sparks is already here. You didn't have to call him to fill in. There he is.
Steffi.
Oh, that's
heavy breathing I hear. Why? Could it be?
Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, see?
I bet you've missed me.
I did. After spending a lovely long weekend with you in Chicago.
Yes.
And stuff,
taste of Chicago, didn't we?
I understand why you were exhausted.
I actually did spend Friday evening in Hal Sparks' hotel room with him.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Late.
Just leave that to your imagination.
Yes.
It was all boring business.
Yeah,
anyway.
It totally was, unfortunately. Although, that's our code word for hot sex. Okay.
Yes,
boring
yeah.
business.
Yeah.
We've got a little boring business to take care of. You guys stay over here in the other room.
SexyLiberal.com. Add some awesome pictures up. Have you seen it?
No.
With the ones under the marquee. Somebody said we look like the Beatles, which, sure.
That was a really cool picture. How'd you get a picture taken on an empty street?
Oh, because somebody almost got run over by a bus so that they could get that picture.
Okay.
We were like, we don't care. We need a picture of us under the Chicago Theater marquee.
Because State Street is a great street.
And a very busy street.
Yeah, yes.
And we were briefly concerned. We were like, I think she might get run over. All right, did you get the picture?
Yeah.
That was really awful.
Well, then we were like, no, go all the way on the other side of the street where it's safe.
Yes.
We'll go in the middle of the street.
And so then we went in the middle of the street.
If you look at the really good shot is where we're almost getting run over.
Yeah.
And then right after it came, didn't that guy kind of swerve into the center lane heading towards us?
Yes.
Which is
good. I'm just guessing a right winger.
You took one of the nights that Jethro Tull was going to be at the...
Anyway, check out Sexy Liberal on Facebook, SexyLiberal.com. Lots of great pictures up from the big... I am having a... Well, I was saying, I have a horrible insomnia problem, and so now I'm taking... What is it, Chris? The green butterfly?
Lunesta.
Yeah, I've never taken any drug my whole life, but now I can't, so...
Right. Oh, now you're hooked?
Yes.
Oh, God.
The butterfly from Fukushima Daiichi lands on your forehead.
Mama needs her dolls, no.
There's going to be an after-school special about you.
Anyway, but so I still wake up in the middle of the night, and then I did my show prep, whatever, read, and then I fell back asleep. But I was so sound asleep, like literally, like 15 minutes ago, you can see the ridge. Can you see that on the Ustream?
Yeah,
I have a ridge on my face. I don't know, my right arm or my left
arm
is numb, and this side of my brain, it feels like it's had a tiny event.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit of a
little shutter stop?
Yeah.
Little, like, bottle cap in the drain?
Oh.
Yep. I've had a... Just really? Okay. Katie, amazing in Chicago. Steph, wow, you, John, and Hal were awesome. Hope you're recovering from your physical comedy bruises. Yeah, I did. You're right.
Was
I was
ridiculous.
Home Monday with slapstick
That was ridiculous.
Injuries.
Like, John and I were so proud. Because when you started this out, you're just like, you're kind of doing the Stevie Nicks storytellers thing where you're standing,
I'm on the fainting couch.
Yeah,
having
the vapors
and
telling the story.
Telling the story.
And by the time we get to Chicago, after three dates, she's practically, it's like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
She's dived, I came back.
Yeah, I'm bendy. Safe.
Sliding into base.
It's funny. I was in Vegas. I saw Cirque du Soleil, and I'll never forget because one of the tourist people in front of us, like the show gets over, and he goes, I like them bendy chicks the best.
Thanks.
So that's me.
Champ,
that's me. I'm a bendy chick now.
Well.
I'm a bendy comedy chick. Anyway, and I hope the security guard is recovering from the ambush-style groping, which he was totally enjoying. Yeah, we had the worst security guy ever, Chris, in that he was sitting right in front of the stage on a chair.
Yeah.
So presumably protecting us from the crowd, but then I kept sexually assaulting him from behind.
Right.
And he never saw me coming. He's the worst security guard ever. I just kept creeping up behind him, and he had no idea.
And
I just stuck my tongue in his ear and
my
hand
out of
his shirt.
Yeah, wasn't very reassuring for later in the evening.
No.
No,
he just sat there, and he just let me. He wanted it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Did he at least laugh, or did he...
saucy little minx.
Yeah.
Did he laugh, or did he maintain that...
I don't know. He was looking straight out. I didn't care.
He was like one of those British...
Queen's Guards.
The Queen's Guards.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the fur hat.
He was really small, too, though. He was like a little teeny tiny security
guy.
That had no sense of anybody creeping up behind him.
Yeah,
so I didn't really feel safe.
I thought he was in a chair the entire time. I think he was standing.
It's like an Orange Julius cop.
Yeah, right. If trouble brews, he pushes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Katie says, you all were brilliant, lovely, and hilarious. My weekend was a life changer. Thank you for being the kickstart. You may be exhausted, but I feel amazing. Oh, see, that's what it's all about you, Katie. Nobody cares that Mama's having a nervous break. That's all about you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, good. See how I give and I give and I give.
Give.
Physically,
I'm mentally. There and I'm giving and I'm giving. And
from within I'm your overscheduled back. Wine hazy glasses, it may be difficult to tell, but your tour is emboldening people and providing that gentle, delightful bitch slap that many of us need from time to time. Katie in Chicago. Thank
aww.
You, Katie.
That is, that's a great, you know, I that's got to go up on the sexy liberal website, the liberal bitch slap that we all need.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm actually for it. Roland, if you're listening, and you yes. always are.
the creepy
that up
tour
on the
director
site.
That
absolutely.
Stalks the show. yeah, all the pictures Roland, by the way, they're always him checking his BlackBerry.
Oh,
just,
totally.
Yeah. Totally yeah. just yeah.
with a drink
whore,
in the other hand.
Whore. Just money, money, money. Yeah. Ticket sales, yeah.
We assume that's his BlackBerry. I don't know.
We
there
don't
may
know.
Be a series yeah. of bodies. It's hard to say.
We don't know. Yeah. Tucson up next, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Tucson's going to be a great time.
And then what do we have? It's hard to, okay.
I Boston. Printed out a new thing for you yesterday.
Yeah, you don't Boston. Have the correct dates, but that's,
what?
That's fine. Boston, you missed Boston. Oh, that's July 16th. Yes,
yeah.
Eat it. No, you have that one. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I have everything
I've had
on
a
there.
Brain-related event. I apologize.
Sniff stroked out this morning.
Yeah, I did.
But of all the mornings to stroke out, this is the one to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, because Hal's here.
Yeah.
And, it
you
saves
know.
You time.
Yeah.
You don't even have to call him.
Yeah,
right. In fact, you know what? You guys probably won't even take a commercial break, and while that, I'll just lay here.
Just lay on the ground.
And you guys will finish.
Yeah.
And you'll just hear the show.
And then he'll just keep talking, and then you'll just hear scuffling, like them dragging me up by my heels.
No, we won't even call an ambulance until the show's over.
No.
I'll resuscitate you. Don't worry. I can.
Hal will just step over me to get to my box.
I beg your pardon.
To get my... Sound effects
did
box.
Did you hear him use your sound effects
on Monday? Nobody has ever used my box the way Hal Sparks.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah, I've got a lot of experience.
I could feel your fingers on my special button.
Right.
This one, that's the special button. The
it
one
is.
That does that.
No, the other one.
Cling.
That's it.
That's the special button.
It is a special button.
I
have a lot of medical experience. Obviously, I've done
yes.
CPR three mm-hmm. times. I'm trained in
birth. And you're newly
you
christened by...
You did it in an airport.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've been baptized this morning. You've been newly christened
oh,
by...
Oh, yes, my baby peed on me.
That's so sweet.
Such a magical moment.
It was. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things, like, it wasn't... I have yet to get the while changing the diaper, you know, shot. And
right.
Everybody goes...
In the eye.
Yeah, when my baby was first born, I was changing his diaper and he peed in my mouth. Like, people always tell stories like that, and you're like... Ah! He just was wearing a cloth diaper and it ran out the side. And the funny part is he was sitting in my lap, so it looked like I peed myself.
Oh,
it looked
no.
like I peed
oh,
on my
precious?
Son. That
oh.
was like, we just started a fight. Like, okay, you're going to pee on me? How about this? How about the old man gives as good as he gets? Like,
take
it
that.
Looks like a battle.
Take that.
Royale.
It's a frat party breaks out all of a sudden.
I get home from bringing him home yesterday because he flew in. You know,
Al just breaks off the baby bottle on the crib. Let's go. You wanna let's rock and roll.
My neighbor's son, who's been a bit of a problem child,
yes.
is in the street, and his parents have him pinned to the asphalt. I know. And a fire truck, there was a fire truck behind us all the way from the airport. We're coming in, and his parents are just sitting on him like that, and he's freaking out and all this stuff. And it turns out he was either tweaking or out of his mind on drugs.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, I have Camden. He's, like, you know, officially a month today, by the way.
Yay. Oh, yay, Camden Sparks.
Yeah. And and I was like, okay, pay attention. Don't end up
don't,
like
look
this.
At this. Press
no
your little
point.
Face out the window.
Yeah,
look at that, boy.
Look at that.
That's get your face up in there.
That's what drugs do to you. Just remember, you know. That was really freaky.
Can I just say that every story, as a childless loser, every story that people tell about having kids seems just hugely unappealing. It makes it seem really even more unappealing than I previously
right.
thought.
Yeah, no, he's the baby part, and I've done it before, you know, with another friend with a, you know,
yeah.
wasn't my kid, but I've
right.
helped raise them. And I'm in love with that part of it. And I think a lot of the bad is so outweighed by, and the bad parts are funny. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Until they become a chainsaw murderer.
Have you ever had,
you know, that,
yes. That yeah. Until then. Right up until then.
I will never experience.
Until someone loses an eye, thanks to your serial killer
right,
son.
Exactly.
Right up until then, it's funny.
I'll be one of those idiots, though, who's on, you know, on Law and Order going, he's still my son.
And I don't care.
Tell us where he is. He's got the girl in a oil drum.
Have you ever worked with a comedian 1,000 years ago that you can't remember who it is, but one line sticks out in your head that you've never forgotten? This is from, I don't know, Yuck Yucks in, I don't know, 1980 Flurvins.
And
but he talked about the birth of his son. Because everybody says, oh, they're all so beautiful babies. And he was saying, and there I am. It's the most important day of my life. It's the most beautiful. I can't wait. My beautiful child is coming into the world, and I'm watching, and his head's coming out. And, oh, my God, it's because that was back before you knew whether it was boy or girl.
Yeah.
Right? You know, he's like, oh, it's coming out. It's a boiled monkey with cheese sauce.
A boiled monkey.
I've never gotten that visual out of my head.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Extra queso. You know what shocked me was the Monty Python Meaning of Life birth thing where they watch the baby. Oh, it's exactly like that. They just shake the crap out of him. Like, wake up. Be alive. Like, that's all they care about. And they don't
care. It's like a cartoon.
Here, show him to the mother. Yeah. Should I do anything? No, dear. You're not qualified.
Here's the headline for me with the Sexy Liberal Tour. Airline considers banning children from first class. Yay!
Yes, but you don't fly first class.
Well, that's true. We can't afford first class. It's a start. First class passengers aboard some Malaysia airline flights won't have to be woken up by a crying infant. The airline has banned infants in first class. The ban comes after many complaints from first class passengers.
Well, maybe
sleep
you should
on their pricey flights due to wailing infants.
Well, what if you have a first class child?
Well, maybe you should book a Sexy Liberal Tour date in Malaysia.
Just so I can.
By the way, Roland has sent an email via his BlackBerry and said, done and done.
See?
So
I told you
he is listening.
Creepy tour director.
Woo!
Yeah, there's a little bit of drama backstage. I don't know, I'm not show folk, really.
That's true.
I'm radio geek folk, and
yes,
so I'm not accustomed to actually even being out of my house. But there was, because somehow when scanner numbers don't match up with something and people in the house or whatever, but there was a little bit of a hissy fit. There was a little, Roman was like, I'm going to have to hold the curtain. And I'm like, really? Can you do that? Hold the curtain? What is this? You're going to stop the fart jokes because of what? And then he's like, okay, it's all fine. I was like, okay.
Vaudeville.
This is exciting.
Apparently I was on strike for a minute and I didn't even know.
Right, yeah. We're unionizing against our own sexy liberal show.
What? Wait a minute. It's my show. Okay.
Ed Schultz showed up and helped us figure it out.
Yeah. Yes,
and then
he did a rally.
Stephanie stood up on the table, held up a sign that said union.
Yes. Right, yeah. And everything was resolved in minutes.
And then she's back to selling Boniva.
Yes.
Viagra and Boniva, both for bone loss.
Okay, one last one here about kids. Because now I told you I found a new airline. I did not fly Screaming Baby or Chatty Toddler home.
Uh-huh.
I flew a giant fat guy airline, so I was in a middle seat between the two largest men I'd ever seen, and it really was. I was like James Franco in 27 hours. I had to saw my own arm.
127 hours. 127.
I had to saw my own arm off with a butter knife.
Yeah.
In order to get out of there.
I had the.
I was serious. I was in a little crevasse. They came by to ask about for drinks, and I'm like, it's just like pulling the fat folds apart. I was like a who in Whoville. I'm here.
Pour the ginger ale in between the fat guys, and it will eventually trickle down. Yeah, I was.
I couldn't even see. It was like an eclipse. It was just, I couldn't even see the moon. It was just.
I was next to a guy who thought he shouldn't be in a middle seat, who thought it was okay to not put the armrest down.
Oh, that guy. Sure.
Ew.
Yeah.
Nope. That's like a line of demarcation
totally.
That you need.
Sorry, dude. You got the middle seat. There's a reason why I have this, like.
All right, now we have to break, and I'll have to do the story when we get back. But this is yet another Screaming Baby cautionary tale. 19 minutes after the hour, lots to get to. Hump Days with Hal Sparks continues on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, my God. Hal Sparks is right. It's Christmas Sweater Eve.
Oh, it's so nice. Today is the eve of Glenn Beck going off the air.
Yep.
See that?
Oh, it's such a bittersweet. No, it isn't.
It's really funny when capitalism fails people who do nothing but tout capitalism.
And, yes, and the Sexy Liberal Show selling like crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
TMA.
We're just adding dates all
the
time.
Right when he had explodes. Yeah, I'm about to cave on a few ads a second show. Mm-hmm. Places. Snap. Nice. You can tell I really have no core principles because I'm really, it's easy to make me snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just say no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Right.
You are like
the, okay.
You are like the gentle bamboo.
Hey, speaking of holidays, by the way, Hal and John and I hosted the Gay Pride Parade mm-hmm. coverage.
Yeah.
And we were mentioning, because gay rights is moving fast, so quickly, Julie Vulture, by the way, from The Advocate, joining us after the bottom of the hour. But there's backlash. You were saying how many floats got vandalized and their
almost
tires.
51.
Yeah, their tires slashed.
Yeah.
So it was like the homophobe Grinch that tried to steal Pride.
Didn't work.
And guess what? Pride came anyway.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fail. Mm-hmm. And 750,000 people showing up for the parade this year.
I know.
750,000 people. And it probably, less than six.
Somewhere a green homophobe was on a mountain outside
with his tiny
Chicago
little
with his tiny little dog and his with antlers going, "What? Pride came anyway."
You're
why?
A naughty one, Mr. Homophobe.
I slashed their tires. Yes. I took their gay who berries and who beast.
Right.
What? All right. Let's go to Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, baby.
Being wet on is one thing, but just wait till you're sitting on an airplane and your 18-month-old son is being given juice and stuff so that when you're going up and down on the plane for two or three legs of the trip, he decides to have a great big old poo all over your lap. And so
awesome.
There you are sitting with your khaki pants
awesome.
Surrounded
okay,
by...
Did I say parenthood seems unappetizing? I didn't mean that.
You just ground your entire cautionary tale to a halt. I will never be ever wearing khaki pants.
Yeah, so they're spread right away.
For the record, the whole thing fell apart right at that. There's no point. Right. I'll be wearing black skinny jeans, which will cover most. It's like the old Charlie Brown thing, It's like
here's
your pants
thing,
in a dark suit. It gives you a warm feeling, but nobody notices.
Here's the one thing, though, I've mentioned. I think because I'm a, oddly kind of a polite ex-Catholic girl, I don't actually ever say anything to anybody. I don't ever actually complain about their infant. And here's why.
Well, you just internalize it
yes.
and give yourself an illness.
I give them thought bubble.
You internalize it, then you stroke out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. And you have insomnia.
Like I did earlier this morning.
Right.
Father smashed wine bottle over diner's head for complaining that his baby wouldn't stop crying.
Oh.
See, this is what happens. Although on the plane, it's only tiny bottles, so how much?
Yeah, how much damage can you do?
Ow. Well, try and do it.
Ow.
See, this is my point. While trying to enjoy a romantic dinner date, Clive Merrifield and his companion had spent half an hour disturbed by a crying baby at the next table. He suggested to the child's parents that given if it was after 10 p.m., the seventh-month-old might be tired.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's father's reaction was to pull a bottle of wine from Mr. Merrifield's ice bucket and then smash it over his head.
Oh! How?
Huh.
I could totally picture
you
doing that.
On that.
Why do you have your baby at a nice romantic restaurant at 10 o'clock at night? See, I'm always on the other person's side.
I'll tell you why. Because you're the kind of person who would smash a wine bottle over someone's head for suggesting that maybe they shouldn't be out. Like,
yes,
if you're obviously, that's not your worst problem.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back with Julie Volser from The Advocate as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
At least the jackass is out of bed.
Tiny bit stroked out, but I'm here.
Huh?
34 minutes after the hour. What do we do during the commercial breaks here? Are we discussing the intricacies of the marriage equality law in New York and how that impacts the rest of the country?
No. Computer says nah.
I'm out of here, Boogie Woogie Hedgehog. Come on. Don Finkelstein says it's funny. It's from the baby riding monkey on a pig, people.
He played it, though. He played it on his iPhone for me.
Oh, he's trying to get in a little toilet paper tube. Okay, 1-800-STEPH, what? 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Listen, I'm officially on vacation already. This is normally my vacation week, so I'm just...
It's true.
You probably shouldn't say that in front of Hal, because he's not on vacation next week.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
he doesn't
working.
Work all the other 52 weeks of the year that I do.
Oh, I don't?
No, well, not,
no,
okay,
but I just
well,
phone in the rest of my life? My...
Not morning radio. But he will be at Cobb's Comedy Club, ladies and gentlemen,
yay!
This weekend at Leopards. Let's go check it out.
Thank you.
And then at the House of Blues with his band here on Monday in Los Angeles.
July 4th. Yeah, for the July 4th
sweet.
Holiday. Special show awesomeness. dancing girls. It's going to be exciting.
Go-go girls?
Come. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Awesome.
You should come down.
I'll be on vacation.
Good hook you up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll be on vacation.
I'll show you a vacation.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I don't know what that meant. All right. Julie Bolter is New York correspondent for The Advocate. She joins us now. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we are, we've been partying since Friday night, as I'm sure you have. Obviously, you know, I think it's hard to underestimate, isn't it? Not just legally, but sort of momentum-wise and emotionally, the marriage equality ruling in New York, right?
Yeah, I would certainly say that when we look back on the moment, looking back now, what, we have 4 days of benefit of looking back, but already it seems...
in hindsight.
It's in hindsight of all of 72 hours, it seems to have opened a conversation that can go in so many different directions, really. So, yes, what it could mean on a state-by-state level, for example, it arguably provides a model for other states that may be on the cusp of looking at a marriage equality law or that were almost there. As Maryland.
Julie, you know what? I want to jump in because I was reading your piece on that, and I think that's exactly right and particularly poignant for us out here in California because, you mm-hmm. know, your piece talks about how well Andrew Cuomo really handled this politically. And I think a lot of people out here would admit that Prop 8 was not run correctly. I think people, and until the very end, and people went, oh, my God, you know, because I think people mm-hmm. thought this isn't going to happen in California. And I think you're mm-hmm. right. That is an instructive tale, right?
Yeah, there are really, I think, three key lessons that can be extracted from the performance of the governor and the advocates. The first being that one can never underestimate, you know, the value and the importance of strong leadership of a governor and what can be done. He was able to rally lawmakers across the aisle. There were four Republicans who joined in the vote, and it's the first Republican-controlled legislative body to pass a marriage equality law. The second lesson is, of course, the coordination of the five advocacy groups. They joined together as New Yorkers United for Marriage, a coalition, raising, I think, $2 million, more than half of it from Republican sources for their field work, their communications, ground campaign, and their lobbying. And then I think the final lesson is wrapping a communications message around public opinion, where there were polls in New York that showed at one poll showing 58%, almost a supermajority. So those three key elements, I think, are what other states most notably Maryland, might be looking toward for the year to come.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, a lot of, you know, those of us in the gay community can admit there can sometimes be gay fighting, you know, gay infighting among some of these groups. Gay fighting. Well, you know, but what I'm saying
sick
is...
pink on pink crime.
Yeah, but I mean, you write, under the supervision of Cuomo's office, the New Yorkers United for Marriage Coalition formed this spring, pulling together resources in a way never seen before on the state level to execute a unified mm-hmm. communications field lobbying campaign targeting voters and undecided state senators. So it just was such a well-run operation. The other thing you point out is gay donors helped unseat three senators, two Democrats and one Republican, who voted against the bill last time, replacing them with yes votes. So this was mm-hmm. like a long game, too, in New York.
Right. I mean, in many ways, this campaign, which came to fruition, you know, Friday night, is something that's been in the works, you know, ever since the marriage equality bill failed the state Senate in 2009. As you know, under the leadership of openly gay assembly member Daniel O'Donnell, it's passed the assembly multiple times since 2007, and there's a much stronger margin of there is Democratic control in the Senate, unlike the slim Democratic control in the Assembly, unlike the slim Republican majority in the Senate. So since that Senate failed vote of in 2009, I think the advocates have realized where things went wrong, communications, the public face needing to be united, and those problems were addressed. And I think, again, that also shows New York had the benefit of having gone through this before. They, you know, had one effort under Governor David Paterson, who, to his credit, brought the issue to the floor in 2009. But they did have that benefit where they could look and they were able to put people on the record, having a vote in 2009, knowing where people stood, and they were able to demonstrate their political clout by removing lawmakers who mm-hmm. voted against it in 2009 and replacing them with people who voted yes just last week.
You know, something popped out at me from your piece in The Advocate. You write, asked how the vote in New York would affect the president's stance. Cuomo said, I think you're going to see an evolution toward this position on all levels. I don't want to speak for any one person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would say that his reluctance to specifically mention anyone except his own evolution also continued after the Gay Pride Parade on Sunday, where, you know, I would add that Governor Cuomo really was, you know, the rock star of that show as the march went down Fifth Avenue. And afterward, he spoke with reporters, and, you know, he was asked once again, is it time for presidential leadership on the issue? And he didn't respond to the question. And other lawmakers who were there also took that route. So at this point, there's jubilation, but there seems to be a hesitancy, in, at least among the New York elected officials that I've spoken with, to call out the president on it.
You know, there's another headline that caught my eye on the downside. I wonder if this is going to start happening. New York town clerk, I won't sign gay wedding licenses. There's a rural town clerk upstate determined not to sign Barbara McEwen. He's a town clerk in upstate Volney. She says she's morally opposed to same-sex wedding, does not intend to affix her signature to any marriage documents for gay and lesbian couples. So, obviously, the legislation includes exemptions for religious organizations, but it doesn't extend to public officials. How is that going to play out legally?
Well, we shall see. You know, you're right. The religious exemptions, which were the work of, a week-long negotiation and, in fact, were, you know, the public reason for the delay in a vote on the bill, they're very, I think, reasonable exemptions that legal groups such as Lambda Legal, representatives that I've spoken with, say that they feel comfortable with. The New York Civil Liberties Union feels comfortable with the exemptions. They reflect what exists in other places such as Washington, D.C. and Connecticut. Someone who, you know, is representing the state not wanting to enforce it, though, I don't really know what kind of recourse such an individual would have.
Well, that's right. When it's the law of your state, I don't think as a public official, you're supposed to, have your, an opinion as to whether you're going to do your job or not.
No, I understand. I think she has written to her her state senator. I believe that her state senator voted against the bill, as most upstate lawmakers who tend to be Republicans would. There were only four Republicans who did, vote for the bill.
Right.
So she is, I think, seeking, legal advice from her senator about it.
Here's my favorite part about Barbara McEwen is her name. She said she doesn't expect any uptick in activity in her town, which is about 30 miles from Syracuse. She said, I don't know of anybody like that in my town. I'm sure there might be, but I haven't heard about anybody.
We
should have invited her to the Sexy Liberal Show, because trust me, Barbara, there's a few!
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, is that the most, backward? I don't think there's anyone like that here. I mean,
you can tell, can't you? I haven't seen
she
anybody.
She doesn't think there's one gay in Syracuse.
It will be a law, given that there's no residency requirement. The town, may soon have quite a few people coming for work.
Yes, indeed.
Don't even live in New York, so maybe it's just that there's no one in the immediate town, but perhaps people in nearby states will be flocking.
I pray
area.
That she makes her living on the side as a running a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, I hope that, as we speak, there's people, Barbara, I'm gay.
Right.
It's just like one of those scenes from a movie. It's just her all day long.
She catches her own reflection in a bank window and goes,
exactly.
Raps.
Well, Julie, it's interesting, and that's why it's so important. We keep saying in this polling, like you mentioned, the biggest predicator of being for gay rights is that you know somebody, that it's your son, it's your niece, it's your, this is what happened in New York too, right? A lot of these Republicans, either gay or they had a gay child or something, right? I mean, so that's the thing it's interesting because that's the attitude. Oh, I don't know anyone like that. Well, trust me, Barbara, you do. And so, it's interesting. That's why I was just at the a film premiere of Shelley Wright's film, which won, by the way, first place in San Francisco and Los Angeles Film Festival, Wish Me Away, which is fat. But that's what it is, right? It's it's my favorite country singer. Oh, it's my, what I'm saying?
I think in lawmakers, Republicans, for example, one in the Assembly who has been a longtime supporter of the bill did not vote for it the first time. Her name is Janet Dupree. She's an Assemblywoman from upstate New York. And she didn't vote for it in 2007. But after that time and when subsequent votes have happened, she has been a sponsor and one of a handful of Republicans to support it in that chamber. And as she has explained to me, what really changed it for her was hearing from a constituent who had – children, I believe it was two of them, one gay and one not. Mm-hmm. And the mother appealed to her saying, you know, I just want my children to be treated the same.
Yep.
And as Assemblywoman Dupree said to me, that's really, you know, what sealed it for her, in addition to her recognition that it is consistent with conservative values, which is
right.
what advocates like Ken Melman and like New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who lobbied for this bill this year, have told Republicans in Albany. So it's
yep.
Both the conservative principles, but knowing, you know, the concern that parents have and
yep.
how it can tear apart families to not have it. I'll say
that's exactly right. I was going to say this film really to me was more, I mean, Hal saw it, was really to me more about family and love
Absolutely.
Than it was about
mm-hmm.
being gay. And by the way, since we're out here in Hollywood, Julie, I'm going to drop a couple of big names. We screened the trailer for the film at my house, and guess who was there? Paul Koligman and David Milburn, owners of The Advocate.
Yes.
And I will give you a grade A report card for this interview.
I appreciate that.
I
want to say one more strong indicator, too, is age. We have a poll that came out just yesterday now, and it says, 54% of New Yorkers are for it. They started polling, I think, before the law passed, but
right.
the feeling is consistent, you know, across the past few days when we didn't yet have the law passed and now when it is. The strongest indicators in that Q poll are being under the age of 65, where majorities support it, and the poll also, shows a bit of a religious divide, where I think white evangelical Protestants, majorities of them are still opposed to the bill, Catholics are split, people who live in the suburbs and the city are for it, and I think upstate there are more for it than not, but those who are for it, they're still 7% undecided, so it seems
mm-hmm.
to be within a margin of error there.
Right.
But,
right. Mm-hmm. Well, Julie, great reporting as always. We really, I mean, the Advocate's coverage has really just been terrific, you know, in following all the twists and turns of this. I mean, we really are in the civil rights battle of our generation, and we mm-hmm. so appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I look forward to continuing to cover it into Maryland, Rhode Island, and wherever else this issue were to go.
Awesome.
Next.
We will be checking in with you from time to time. Thanks so much, Jewel.
All right. Thank
All right.
you both.
All right. There she goes. It's Julie Bolton. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Her reporting is great on this. Yeah, you know what? That's the Barbara McEwen, who's the character of the day on the Stephanie Miller Show. In Syracuse, please and thank you. No gays here.
She just don't exist.
We don't have that here.
I
she's like the Ahmadinejad of upstate New York. We don't have that here.
No.
We don't have the gay in upstate
Mm-mm.
New York.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah. There's nothing here that would lead me to believe.
She's But anyway, but she's 75. I mean, it's interesting. She was talking about the poll that just came out.
Right.
65 and younger.
That's all across the country. It's a total generational thing.
Well, it's all across the world,
yeah.
quite frankly. And that's true of almost of every civil rights fight. From
mm-hmm.
women's
yeah.
rights
yep.
to minority rights to gay
yeah.
rights. It's an age thing.
Yeah.
I got to
yeah.
give a plug. I want to give a plug to our friend Shelley Wright, the official country star of the Stephanie Miller Show, because the producers of Wish Me Away wrote me and said, Steph, we won the Grand Jury Prize for Best Documentary Feature at Los Angeles Film Festival and the Grand Jury Award for Best Documentary in San Francisco.
Awesome.
Two wins in 1 week. We had packed theater standing ovation. The jury at Los Angeles Film Festival said for its honesty, humor, and potential to change minds and even save lives. The jury awards the documentary award to Wish Me Away.
Yay.
Yay. You go, girls. Awesome
it is,
job.
It
Gotta
really
see it.
It really is terrific. It's a great, you know, it just documents the lead up to her coming out.
It's awesome.
And the pressure
yeah.
that she was under.
And she is so brave. She did these video diaries where, you know, she's no hair, makeup done like you'd see on a
yeah.
country singer sobbing into the camera.
Still, though, she looks
yeah.
totally
well,
hot.
Yeah,
and
she is.
I know, it's not that brave when you look like
no,
that.
No, it isn't. Right. It's not like going out of. She's no makeup. She's, yeah,
but
she's,
I mean, but just seeing the dichotomy
looks,
of her public self.
She looks prettier almost. Like, with, like. There's a natural beauty.
All right,
yeah.
That part's
irritating. Yeah,
that's irritating.
So
but my point is, it just is it for her to let the camera catch her that vulnerable
yes,
and then agree to release that footage later and, you know, when it was juxtaposed against her public, you know, Today
yeah.
Show and Oprah and, you know, yada, yada. So anyway,
yeah.
see it. Get it.
And yada, yada, yada. So
48 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
What an American girl. Yeah, Tom Petty said that's fine for me to use it. Ha ha! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Ha! 53 minutes after the hour. Yeah, did you see Tom Petty told Bachman cease and desist from using American Girl? They played this when she left stage in Iowa.
Yep.
In Waterloo, where John Wayne was born, is, you know.
Yeah.
Please.
Where she really has the spirit of the guy who was you know, John Wayne. Of course, the John Wayne that was born in that city was John Wayne Gacy, who, the serial killer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who had 37 teenage boys buried underneath the crawl space in his house.
Exactly.
Much like Michelle Bachman's husband.
Oh,
what?
No.
I don't have any information on that.
No,
I, the Stephanie Miller Show, wishes to apologize for that outburst I've had.
There's
a brain-related event this morning, and I don't even know what I meant, was inferring by that.
Healthy at all.
Apologize.
So, yeah. He picks out her outfits, though.
He picks out her pantsuits.
I clearly would, and this is all conjecture on my part, would put him in the live boy category.
Yes. The Stephanie Miller Show, which is to apologize for that, which we also have no information
on. And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Petty also asked George Bush not to use his song, I Won't Back Down. Oh, by the way, he did let Hillary Clinton use American Girl, though, during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, John McCain was asked to... see, that's the thing. We have all the good musicians.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters and John Mellencamp both asked him to stop using their songs.
Right.
And then Hart asked Sarah Palin to stop using Barracuda.
Right.
Yeah.
Proving once again that we have all the good musicians and you have all the sucky, sucky, sucky ones.
Well,
you can't use any of our songs and musicians and play in any of our reindeer games.
But you can use any Charlie Daniels song that you want.
Absolutely.
Yes, I can. Come get me.
Michelle Bachman went down to Georgia. She was looking for a soul to steal. She was in a bind. She was way behind Mitt Romney, and she couldn't feel.
Springsteen asked
Huntsman
Reagan
band called
to stop
Wizard joined in, and it sounded something like this.
Wizard!
Wait, we got it.
Excellent!
Yay! It's John Huntsman's band.
That's right.
That he was in as a youth with a skinny jean, spike haired period when he was in the band.
And Rod Stewart hair, apparently, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I've seen a picture of him. Have you seen that picture that's going around?
Is he great.
He just has a zipper head feathered look. It's not really everybody had that in the late 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Not special, John Huntsman.
Right.
Another unsolicited testimonial to, me.
Yeah.
Rachel and Michelle. Hi, Mama. My friend Michelle and I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming down and saying hi to us at the center on Halsted Sunday prior to the Pride Parade. We decided to bust through the Cheddar Shield of Fitzwalker Stand, formerly known as Wisconsin, and head on down to see if we could see you in the mooks at the center. Whole ride down, we listened to our Steph Calf, which is only $4.95 a month, by a year in advance, and sang along to Wiener Dog, Baby Monkey, and Chimpanzee. One of the things we didn't get to say was thank you to all of you and your moogs for helping us laugh through even the darkest hours of the political insanity this year. Baby monkey, wiener dog, chimpanzee, telling people to stop being noodlebacks and randomly shouting wizard have become part of everyday normal conversation.
Wizard! Excellent!
Looking forward to seeing you as First Lady next year with Governor Feingold. Oh, thank you.
Oh, that was that unsolicited.
Yeah, this is we
so
have
nice.
An audience. We have the weirdest because this show is so weird. We've made our audience weird. That is a normal everyday conversation.
Absolutely.
In
driving in the car when you just got
just randomly blurt wizard.
Excellent.
By the way, that was such a lovely testimonial. I changed your camera on the stream to a heart. So you're now
okay. So it's time for our new earworm.
Oh no!
So John Fugelsang brought it to Chicago.
Oh no!
Have you seen Boogie Woogie Hedgehog?
Oh,
he's trying to get it a little toilet paper to roll, and then he gets a little paper towel roll.
Hedgehog. This isn't much of an earworm, I don't think. Not
as
much as Wiener Dog.
You gotta see it. Oh, Hedgehog, you can't fit in that paper towel roll. All right.
I'm fine.
Nobody help me.
Yeah.
Nobody touch me. I'm fine.
Blanche, it's time to go.
You're good.
Thank you.
Using my line from the Edinburgh Theater Festival, I mean, and Hal Sparks, off to the Edinburgh Theater Festival in August.
Yes.
It's a magical circle on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right.
All right. Lisa Bloom, legal correspondent, joins us next to talk about the Blagojevich trial and much more.
Blagojevich.
Boy, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Blagojevich.
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show.
It is.
I certainly hope that conversation wasn't caught on the news stream.
Not at all. I totally...
Chris asked me to do something for him that I
rather
don't
untoward
care for. Boy parts. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
You didn't like boy parts when you were pretending you liked boy parts.
I did like boy parts. I'm very good with them. StephanieMiller.com, the...
Oh, really?
What the hell? StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. Tucson up next, July 9th. Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I coming to Tucson. And then we've got Boston coming up after that. When is that? July 16th.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. Get it? Selling out everywhere.
Yep.
Snapping under the pressure to add second shows in some places.
That's true. Mm. Well, I mean, it is a big deal. Like, some of them sold out so fast. L.A.,
in two or three
Seattle,
days. Yeah.
San Francisco, gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So,
and that they're not till October, for God's sake.
So you can pretend they don't exist until you have a panic attack in October because you're...
And then I'll deny I ever agreed to it.
Right.
All right, Tim, you can email
I'll
us
come out
the...
in a long black wig, you know, and act slightly drunk, and no one will be the wiser.
I am not a drunk! Okay.
Not a drunk.
Yeah, a couple people speculating I was drunk. I was not drunk.
No.
I am not a drunk!
That's my normal performance.
Yeah, that's just...
All right, you can email...
That's her style.
That's how I roll, baby.
Yeah. Like, what was that old
Jim
comedian?
Can attest that I'm just that slutty in the elevator going down with him every day, and I'm sober.
Going down? What?
What? Going down in the elevator.
Banner.
Not in
banner.
A fatal attraction way.
Banner.
All right.
Banner.
StephanieMiller.com. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LeBoy, voice deity, Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller, like Tim did. You know what? Enterprising our listeners. Staff, can I sell my right to marry to a gay couple for a tax credit? I don't know.
Hey. That's a great idea. It's a terrific idea. It's like cap and gay.
We are pro cap and gay.
Cap and gay, absolutely.
Jeff in LeClaire, Iowa, he's also got some business concerns regarding the gay marriage.
Oh, yeah?
Steph, I have to say I'm disappointed that New York State has legalized gay marriage. You see, here in Iowa, legalization of gay marriage created something of a boon to our economy. When people from other states travel to Iowa to get married, they spent money here. But now I'm guessing most gay couples would prefer to get married in New York City, where they can attend an actual Broadway musical or two, rather than, say, Dubuque, where they might see a high school drama department's performance at Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Steph, it was very unfair for New York to get on the gay marriage gravy train. Now all we have here in Iowa is the first in the nation presidential caucus, and trust me, we'd much rather have thousands of gay couples travel to Iowa than Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Rick Santorum. I guess it's ironic that in the next few months there will be fewer gay couples visiting Iowa. We'll be seeing a lot more Santorum. That's true.
Really?
It is ironic. It's very ironic, don't you think? I really do think.
Isn't it ironic?
Like a black fly in your Chardonnay.
Marcus Bachmann will be there, though.
A gay black fly in your Chardonnay.
Marcus Bachmann will be there, though.
Okay.
He will be all right. Special.
Yes.
Settle.
Yes.
He's very enthusiastic.
Yes.
I just saw him on the TV behind his wife. He's
pants
so happy.
Woo-hoo! Okay, until one of you guys has a New York Times bestselling book out, then I want to talk to Lisa Bloom, author of Think, New York Times bestselling book. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. You know, my fiancé and I are thinking about going to New York and having a big, fat, gay wedding, even though he's a man and I'm a woman. But
see, now you're jealous, aren't you? Now you want a gay wedding.
We do. I'm thinking, like, I could be in drag, or he could be in drag, or we could both be in drag, or somehow.
No, you have to have the normal old boring kind of wedding, so there.
Yeah. Without major surgery, I'm sorry, you can't take advantage of
the new dress as RuPaul, and you could be Chaz Bono.
So, Lisa, of course, is the daughter of Gloria Allred. She is a fine attorney herself and a legal analyst. Talk to me legally, first of all, about the New York marriage bill and how that's going to affect things legally elsewhere, like, say, here in California.
Well, I got to tell you, I feel embarrassed for California. You
me
know,
too.
I lived half my adult life in New York, half of it in California. I'm always going back and forth. And I feel like, you know, we're behind the times now. I always feel very competitive with New York. And, you know, they've outdone us. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
They have gay marriage. They have marriage equality. And we're idiots over here.
We got faced by Iowa, Lisa Bloom, for God's sakes.
And by the way, I read that Iowa Supreme Court decision. It was a beautiful, sweeping decision. It really was. It basically said, you know what? Here in Iowa, we believe in equality. We had equality for women before the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for it. We had equality for African Americans before the U.S. Supreme Court made rulings. And now we're going to say that gay people are equal because that's how we roll in Iowa. I mean, that's really the tenor of the decision. It was fantastic.
Lisa, think of me as your little gay kid in the back seat. Are we there yet? Are we there? When are we going to get there in California? I want to get married.
You know, it's terrible. It really is. We had, of course, the Supreme Court ruling, which was my mother's case. It said that gay people should have equal rights in California and have the right to marry a couple years ago. And then we had Prop 8 that took it away. And now we have the federal court ruling saying, hey, guess what? Everybody in America is equal. That means everybody. That means gays and lesbians. That means everybody. But, you know, that still is going to go up on appeal and go up and continue to be reviewed. And until that's final, unfortunately, in California, everyone is not equal. And
let me just say,
it's a crying shame. I think one day we're going to look back on this day and say, how did we ever tolerate that?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, there's a reason that there were, Chris, how many, about 25 Goya Allred impersonators at the Gay Pride Parade in West Hollywood this year? Hilarious.
You know what? I hope my mom's not listening to the show because I have a little secret for you. I just bought those pictures for her for a birthday present.
Oh,
and I'm praying. She loved, that was like one of the best days of her life.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe it was
hilarious?
Terrible. Men, women, black, white, old, young, even kids and toddlers, all dressed in red pantsuits, like my mom with a little turtleneck and a wig that looked exactly like her hair.
Wow.
And it says Future Gloria. I mean, she's achieved Cher status now. You know, when the drag queens are all dressing up like you, you've arrived.
Yeah,
there.
You're an icon now.
Deal.
Yeah, you
really
yeah,
deal.
Exactly. Now, as a lawyer, Lisa, are you pro judge choking or against?
It depends on the judge. It's you on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Isn't that a crazy thing in Wisconsin? What the heck is going on?
Yeah. Well, apparently he had been urged to get some anger management counseling at some point.
Yeah, you think?
You think he has some mommy issues, something, female issues, maybe?
Right. So allegedly a male conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice choked a female liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, you know, in a meeting, right, in a case conference. So presumably there's witnesses to this, and we can get to the bottom of it. I don't know, what's he going to say? I was joking. He said
He said she basically chucked her neck
into his hands.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know how that
happens all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I accidentally choked somebody in the line at Whole Foods yesterday or whatever. I was gesturing. I was doing kind of a comedy bit.
Right. Yeah, that's her
trying
fault.
To buy your quinoa.
And next thing I know, this lady with a handful of asparagus is blacking out in the aisle next to me. And I was like,
because she got her big fat net in your neck in your way.
Her fault.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Luckily, the court sided with me. I sued her in Wisconsin, and now she's paying me for damages to my thumb.
Now, Lisa, speaking of wacky Midwestern trials, so Blagojevich looked stunned.
Blagojevich.
He said he was stunned.
Yeah. Well, you know, he did very well in the first trial, and let's not forget in the first trial, right, he was only convicted of one count, and they locked on everything else, they deadlocked on everything else. So he was probably feeling pretty cocky. Hey, you know, I got the people on my side. Well, guess what? On the retrial, didn't happen. I mean, I think the evidence was there. I think he's corrupt. You know, it's over. It's game over for him. But really, I think his ego must have persuaded him that everything was going to be fine.
Yeah. That's the least chatty I've ever seen him.
Uh-huh.
That's the ego of these guys. They think they can get away with this stuff. I mean, it's astounding. Guess what? It catches up with you.
Yep, absolutely. Lisa, you, if in case you didn't know, are the author of a New York Times bestseller, Think, which you...
I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, did you? I'm sorry. I thought I was informing you of that. But we had you on to talk about that, and go out and get the book, and we always appreciate your insights on the legal goings-on, and give your mom a big kiss for me.
Thank you. I love the show. Love it for many years. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Lise. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Lisa Bloom, there she goes. Give your mom a big gay kiss for me.
By the way, Lisa's scrumptious.
She looks just like her mom. It's amazing. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, with blonde hair. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Lee in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you know that you have competition for your sexy liberal tour?
What? Yes. No. What? Yes. How dare?
Is
who?
Glenn Beck
why?
Taking the
I
Christmas
never.
Sweater back on tour?
It was announced on the Greg Ferguson show. It's Dennis Miller and Bill O'Reilly in the Unsexy Conservative Tour.
Sure. Wow. Yeah, that's going to be a good laugh riot.
Part of my body just leaped into my pelvic region in fear.
Because I assume they're going to be doing it live. And
do it live!
Never good.
Right. I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Uh-huh. That'll all be good.
Things suck!
Yes,
we got
indeed.
That part right.
The reviews are in early.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to give Bill O'Reilly credit. He'll self-review.
Jason in Winnipeg, Canada with Unlaboot. Hi, Jason.
It's going good, eh?
Beauty.
I have a comment and a question for you. My comment is in defense of the judge in Wisconsin, because how my first child arrived is my penis fell into my wife's vagina.
Sure,
sure,
right.
Sure, sure. You know,
body parts have minds of their own,
sure.
and yeah, sometimes, physical acts.
I couldn't control it. It just keeps growing and growing. But anyway.
It's like a magnetic, like cootie catcher. It's like a penis catcher.
Yeah,
it just,
can't stay with magnetic. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And my question is, why are you guys, or maybe I'm being presumptuous, are you guys coming to Canada with your show? Because we're getting the trickle down of your efforts in Canada, where we get all these losers trying to sell their brand of conservatism that you guys are chasing out of your own country. Keep your goddamn conservatives where they are.
Right.
We'd be considered. I don't know what we'd be considered in Canada. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'd be conservative.
Illegals.
Coming across the border.
Yeah. I think here's what we would be considered: comedians who have a message, and like they're pretty sensible up there. That's like
even their conservatism.
Yeah,
it's not
Harper.
Really.
It's kind of like, you know, I was saying the difference between Canadian rednecks and American rednecks is a redneck down here will go. Well, up there we'll go, what are you reading? Like, you're reading something odd. And they'll go, what are you reading? And down here they'll go, why are you reading?
You're
and
reading? How do you do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
All right. Ow! It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 24 minutes after the hour. Hot Days with Hal Sparks in the Cobb's Comedy Club this weekend in San Francisco. You okay?
Yeah. I'm R&Bing it, because that's the background.
Yeah. Ow.
Well, if you're going to do impressions, you have to do recording then.
Well, I can't. It's not appropriate. I don't think she ever did R&B.
Looks like you're doing Tibetan throat singing.
I don't
singing.
Care.
Huh?
Looks like you're doing Tibetan throat singing.
Yeah, but it comes out sounding like it, sort of in a semi-Al Jarreau-y kind of thing. I love that. That's always been my favorite. Like, who decided singing like that was okay?
Some comedian I used to work with did Al Jarreau singing John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith, and I just always remember it was spectacular. I don't know who it was.
Wow, you really did do stand-up in the 80s.
Yes!
Yeah.
I told you, because you just had a baby, and my friend's favorite favorite line about what it looks like when your baby's born.
Yes.
Best day of my life. There it is.
A great...
Here it comes. It's a boiled monkey with cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Come on, that'll stick in your head forever.
Cheese sauce. Mm-hmm.
Pam, right, Steph, my partner and I will be leaving for Iceland tomorrow. We will be visiting museums and sightseeing. Giant penis, anyone? She's going to the penis museum that we mentioned in Iceland.
Also,
I have my ticket for your swing through San Francisco in October. You know, Sexy Liberal Show Spectacular. Don't know if we can beat the penis museum in Iceland, where she will see the giant whale penis.
They do have a failed economy there, so it will be cheap to today. Yeah, thanks to...
Well, that's my death wish, is I want to be killed in a really funny way. The people will have to laugh at my... If I can't be crushed by actual whale penis, like on a sightseeing, whale watching trip, then I could perhaps be crushed by the giant whale penis replica in the Iceland penis museum.
Because they have a pneumatic one that breaches every, and you can watch it off the shore.
Well, because a woman was actually killed because it was mating season. And whale got a little too close to
Since it's so cold up there, there'd be significant shrinkage of the penis.
Enough to make a difference.
Yeah. Still big.
Whale,
compared to a whale, other whales would know. Other whales laugh.
Other whales laughing.
Right.
See, it sounds like they're
just
singing.
Chilly up here,
the humpbacks, but they're like.
But to us, still big as a bus.
All right. Bat crazy Michelle Bachman, of course.
Yes.
Oh, dear. We were talking about editing Wikipedia. And her latest one, after Bachman's latest gaffe, John Quincy Adams' Wikipedia page edited to describe him as a founding father.
Yeah, she said he was a founding father. Even though he was 9.
She's now getting the Sarah Palin treatment on Wikipedia in light of her latest historical hiccup. People are trying to edit John Quincy Adams' Wikipedia page to reflect her recent gaffe. One edit, for example, changes that his description from John Adams was the sixth president of the U.S. John Adams, a founding father, was sixth president of the United States. Yes, he was a...
Nine.
He was nine. Here is Bat now.
We are determined to send one message to Washington, D.C., and it's this. President Obama, you are a one-term president! Yay!
Did she just say yay?
One.
Can you have one brain cell?
Right.
Oh, my God, she's almost as irritating as Sarah Palin.
Oh,
it's
no, I think she's way, like, that weird...
Did your, just go back up into the back of your mouth?
No, it just, it was starting to comb the countryside looking for a fresh kill. Like, it just, it drives it in totally the opposite direction.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Yeah, she's, wow, loud and wrong. It's really just like Sarah Palin, because we were saying, as her poll numbers go down, her voice goes up. We have made that observation.
Yep.
Soon, just glass shattering, garage doors opening, women's tampons flying out.
I can't. Mm-hmm. It's stunning how dumb.
Can you please put that yay in my box, my sound effects box? Yeah, because that's beyond irritating.
We are determined to send one message to Washington, D.C., and it's this. President Obama,
Obama.
One-term president.
Yay! I don't think. Okay, am I wrong? I don't think presidents should say yay ever reason.
It's like she's talking to kindergartners.
If Howard Dean gets disqualified for which at least has some force to it, then disqualified for yay.
I'm president. Yay. Could I have some historical film strip?
For the record,
music,
that could have been Marcus yelling that in the background.
She was asked by ABC to explain why she once said that the nation's founding fathers fought tirelessly to end slavery. She said, well, if you look at one of our founding fathers, John Quincy Adams, that's absolutely true. He was a very young boy when he was with his father, serving essentially as his father's secretary. He tirelessly worked throughout his life to make sure we did, in fact, one day eradicate slavery. Problem, John Quincy Adams actually was eight when the Declaration of Independence was signed.
But back then, for the record, that was midlife since life expectancy was 16 years old. And, you know, and
Okay. By the way, Michelle Bachmann's former chief of staff.
Computer says no.
She says she's not so ready. He just wrote a piece in the Des Moines Register. He said, Tim Pawlenty possesses the judgment, the demeanor, and the readiness to serve as president. Michelle Bachmann decidedly does not. That's her chief.
Tim Pawlenty just denied that humans have any effect on climate change and basically rescinded all of his...
He's a war hawk now, though.
Yeah.
Hawk! 29 minutes after the hour, right back with Representative Jim McDermott next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Are you drunk?
I'm hammered and I highly recommend it.
34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Lydia, the kind of fan I like, she writes, hello, I understand I have missed 6 years of your show, started July 2010. Are there early podcasts available?
Oh.
Now, see, that's the kind of commitment I like. My mom used to keep a stack of newspapers in the kitchen that she swore she was going
to
go back and read all of them.
Is it possible?
Some of the information may be
hoarder?
A little bit outdated. Let me just let you skip ahead, Lydia. Obama won, so anything we talked about previous to that might have been speculation. Might be a little outdated, but thank you for your commitment to the Stephanie Miller Show. All right, just a little back research. Mm-hmm. I don't know how far back they go. Chris, do you? I don't know.
We only keep 2 weeks' worth.
Oh, well.
Well, there's your answer.
All right, there's your answer.
Sorry.
Oops.
Okay. We have lots of wrangling going on in Washington, D.C. One of our very personal favorites, Representative Jim McDermott of the great state of Washington, joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, is that a doggy?
I don't know. It must be your house.
I don't think my dog is here. So, Congressman, what is, it's funny. I have to be honest, get sort of bored with these hostage crises that the Republicans keep creating. But where are we? Here we are again. The debt ceiling negotiations continue. The financial crisis is looming. The president has obviously gotten involved. Well, what is happening?
Well, the Republicans are acting like the Greek parliament.
The Greek Parliament is deciding today whether they're going to default on their loans and bring on the crisis, and they don't. It's really a question. Well, that's exactly what the Republicans are doing. They believe that somehow they can sit back and do nothing and force the president to give up everything that he stands for and his whole party stands for and the country wants.
Yep.
And just to raise the debt limit. And I think that they're playing, it's a game of chicken, really.
Right. Well, I mean, so the Treasury hit its debt limit on May 16th, but is using extraordinary measures to avoid a default for now. And I know that Tim Geithner said that rapidly reducing federal outlays in the event of a default would likely push us into a double-dip recession. So, I mean, we really are, I mean, and let me just get this straight. The government is set to begin defaulting on loans August 2nd, right?
Yep, that's the number, the day they're giving us now.
Right.
And so, I was in the legislature when we did this in 1982, where we called it light bulb snatching. We took money from here and moved it over there and so forth. And finally, we lost our bond rating in the state of Washington, and it took us almost 5 years to get it back. It costs money if you lose your debt, your bond rating. Every single point we lose costs $1 trillion on the debt.
So your colleague, Leader Boehner, said the lower chamber will not approve a bill that includes tax increases. They will not agree to, stop giving, subsidies to these oil companies. This is Mitch McConnell. Take a listen.
Now, those who are calling for tax hikes as a part of these debt discussions either have amnesia about the fate of similar proposals. Let's move past the tax hikes and talk about what's actually possible if government spending were the answer to an economic slowdown. We'd be in a boom time right now.
I mean, Congressman McDermott, how do you, any credible economist said raising revenue has got to be part of this solution?
Well, Mitch McConnell is deceptive because he's saying that taking away a tax benefit, like the oil companies have had the depletion allowance for billions and billions and billions of dollars for years, if we take that away, that's a tax hike. And the fact is, we've been giving the oil companies something, and we're now saying, no, we're not going to give that to you anymore. You are making enough money. And as long as they take that position that we can't take anything away from them, and then the other side of it, the proposal they have is, let's start students paying interest on their graduate school loans while they're in graduate school. This kind of putting the pressure on the people at the bottom, while you won't take anything from the top, is just simply not fair, and it is not going to stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, what is the time frame now? Because we keep, talking about this is there a drop dead date where, we're going to find out the resolution to all this?
We'll find out the drop dead date when the bond market drops our U.S. rating from AAA to AA. Obviously, the Treasury could say the drop-dead date was back in May if they didn't start fiddling around with accounts and moving money around. You know, we, as individuals, sometimes you don't pay a bill for a while. You let it slide a month or two. Well, that's what the federal government is doing right now. But that's going to come to an end. But nobody knows when that really is. And I mean, maybe the Treasury does. But no members of Congress know. They're not being honest with us any more than they are with anybody else. And the fact is that we are heading for a cliff, and we don't know how far ahead it is.
Oh, boy. It's Toonsis, the driving party, these Republicans, I tell you. Representative Jim McDermott, we always appreciate your time and fighting the good fight for us. Good luck with all this. We're counting on you.
We'll still be here fighting.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Representative. There he goes. Representative Jim McDermott. Oh, that's great.
And in sports news...
Yeah, yes.
The women's national soccer team beat North Korea 2-0 yesterday. I'm sure you saw it on TV.
Yes.
But the North Koreans had an excuse. It turns out the Korean team had been hit by lightning.
Really?
While they were practicing. So that is why they fall down in second half. Kim Jong-il said, with lightning. I think. Normally caused by me, because I control the weather.
Yeah, the angered dear leader. We understand. Thank you for that, Jim.
They really said that they had been hit by lightning, and that's why they underperformed against the Americans.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm going to try that next time I'm late.
That's a new version. Hit by lightning. New version of the sun was in my eyes.
Yeah. Wow, is that your second piece of cake? I'm sorry. I was struck by lightning.
Hit by lightning.
Ben in Iowa, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ben.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about Rob Blagojevich for a second, as much as that is shudder-worthy. As an Iowan, you know, right next door to Illinois, we've got a lot of that trial coverage and a lot of that stuff happening first. I just wanted to get your thoughts on sort of the trial by media that I saw where, you know, it was such a good joke and it was such a good, juicy story that I felt like it was pretty much impossible for him to get a fair trial, even though I think he probably did it.
Yeah.
I think that it was impossible for him to get a fair trial, and I sort of felt the same way when I was looking at it. It reminded me of the Martha Stewart trial, you know, from a few years back,
mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm.
everybody was just so eager to jump on, you know, making her out to be this monster when, you know,
right.
she was doing what so many people on Wall Street did and got away with it.
Right. Well, there was a little schadenfreude because of, you know, the fact that she's so wealthy, probably. I mean, I think, you know, I think there is that. It's people getting away with stuff that ordinary people can't. But, yeah, I don't know the whole ins and outs of the Blagojevich trial. But, you know, like you said, it seems pretty clear that he's guilty. I mean, I think that, you know, so I can't really speak to how much there was a trial by media on that or not. But I think he also has Serbian warlord hair, and it makes it...
What?
That's all I'm saying. There was something TV worthy about his hair that just made it
no,
more.
He
would give long, nutty press conferences.
That hairdo usually is accompanied by a big spinning wheel that gives you cash and prizes.
He looked like one of those Fisher Price little people mm-hmm. dolls.
Yes.
Yes.
Or a cabbage patch of some sort. Yeah. All right, Jim in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie.
They started giving Lego characters hair.
Yeah.
Snap it on.
Hey, snap on hair. Yeah. Hello, Jim.
Hey, hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, this thing with Michelle Bachmann, and how come as a born American, I can't question what she says? I can ask her any damn thing I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, she's answered. Out of 30 categories, she's answered 27 wrong. We're in big trouble if that's what we have running for president. And I'll tell you what, the idiots, they're going on Wikipedia and changing things. Why don't you get a brain? You're a loser. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my heavens.
All right. There's a brigade that protects both her and Sarah Palin
mm-hmm.
as if they can change history simply by altering the Wikipedia.
And there's
page.
A story.
Exactly right.
Today the headline is, unlike Palin, Bachmann shrugs off attacks and criticism. I mean, she's like a fembot of some sort. She just goes on to the next lie.
Yeah.
She doesn't let it phase her. She
Yay.
Doesn't lamestream media.
I'm an idiot. Yay.
Gotcha question. Yeah. She celebrates
again.
Her
Yay.
Idiocy.
That was a dumb answer. Yay.
Yay.
So when ABC caught her on the whole Founding Fathers thing, she said instead of accusing them of asking a gotcha question or complaining of media bias, she simply moved on to the next question.
Yay.
Like when Chris Wallace asked if she was a flake, she just said, you know, she said to Hannity, he did apologize. I'm happy to accept your apology and we'll move on.
Yay.
Yay for my lies. Okay.
Yay. I made it up.
Yeah,
that
she
a
doesn't
whole
even
time.
Blink when she gets caught in a complete lie. She just, okay, well, let's just move on.
I'm so full of beans, my eyes are turning brown. Yay.
Okay. As President of the United States,
Gak.
My number one and first focus will be on turning the economy around.
Uh-huh.
That
Yay.
Is job one.
She's by right. getting rid of-
and you do it by doing exactly the opposite of the Obama administration and the opposite of what the Treasury Secretary said, where we cannot cut back on government spending. You do cut back on government spending.
You
That's
do.
Number one.
I'm going to go back to the policies of the Bush administration, the exact opposite of what the president was doing. And all those graphs that show you job growth versus job loss under Bush will just reverse, will flip those
I'm
right
just
going to
go back and do the
Yay.
Same thing, only
Yay.
More.
You are the only more of it and faster
and harder.
Purpose.
Look, I changed the charts. Yay.
They did it half
Look,
because...
Look, all you do is turn the chart upside
down. I turned
down.
The bikini graph. Half upside down.
Yay! And that's a pyramid scheme. Yay!
Mm. What we do that's... need is to have a pro-growth economy, a job-centered economy, a president who has, and by the way, this is a titanium spine. If you wanted to know, we need a bold president because we're in an era where we need to do big things,
big,
not small
things.
And we need a president who's going to go in and not be one of the good old boys club. I just want you to know, In my wallet, there's no card that says Good Old Boys Club. I take Yay. On the opposition Yay. Party, but I take on my own party as well,
sure.
because I believe it is principle over party.
Yeah, they think you're dope, too.
Sure. Wait, did All she right. just say card-carrying member of the Good Old Boys Club? Really, that's where she went?
Yeah.
I'm confusing communism with robber barons. I'm conflating the two because I don't know who I'm appealing to.
What?
Just like I conflate my tires to the proper pressure.
Yay!
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 We need to get a sample of her saying yay. That's a go, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just the voices. Her debating Sarah Palin.
Or Marcus saying it. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yay!
Okay, 46 yeah. minutes.
I think Marcus, it was Marcus. I think
he'd be much more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
If
he
wasn't.
Yay!
Yay! Fabulous!
Yes!
Wonderful. I just hate you, and I hate your ass
Mary
face.
Taylor.
46 yeah. minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, heavens. The Ustream got to see Hal Sparks singing Holding Out for a Hero as Marcus Bachman.
Right.
It was really a stunning performance.
It had to have happened.
I think it's important.
Marcus,
get on the bus!
We're going to have I'm announcing I'm a president. He's in there brushing his teeth going, where have all the good men gone and where
Marcus,
are the
good... Stop that! It's okay! Get on the bus!
We're on a fiery street, a white night for
Marcus,
me.
Marcus! Take off your waist panties. Stop being a noodle bag.
The end of the night.
Marcus, we have to go! How am I going to be president with you being all gay and everything?
Where have all the good men gone and where are all the
Okay, all right, okay, all right, settle.
Late at night I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need. I need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero.
Like John Wayne, Gacy.
Yeah, right. We have got to go and announce that I'm running for president in the fifth place. And
yay!
I got to get there before Sarah Palin shows up and blows it for me.
Bigfoot's it all the way through Iowa.
Right.
Damn it. Biatch.
Just one more
right.
one more course
yeah, we
of Shalimar, and I'll be right there.
We got into a bad music ditch. You were saying Dancing in the Sheets. Your mom, Chris, used to
play the Footloose soundtrack.
Play Footloose soundtrack endlessly, which I love. I love Dancing in the Sheets. Love it. Love it.
I
want
to take you where the night Please don't say no.
Jim, who won Best Grammar Award? Is it the Horse with No Name? Or
yeah.
Riding in the desert on a horse with no name, for there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
What?
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 That's that Sarah Palin grammar.
Yeah.
Also, for two
that sounds like
in
something
addition
she would tweet.
To
while well, going through America, yeah. you know, in our wonderful western states, desert horse, no name, for there ain't no one for to give you no pain, USA, 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 USA.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. Here's some more Dopey McDoperson, Michelle Bachman with George Stephanopoulos.
The minimum wage is one of those regulations you'd take a look at, you'd try to eliminate it?
Well, what I'm saying is that I think that we need to look at all regulations. Whatever ones are inhibiting job
yeah,
growth, that's
sure.
what we need to
And the minimum
at.
Wage is one of them?
Silence.
All regulations, George. I think every department, we have just too much expansion of government. And so what we need to do is tamp that down so that the American people can keep more of what they make.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Especially
yeah, all,
if they're earning minimum wage.
Almost all economic research shows the minimum wage has little or no effect on unemployment.
She wants slavery. She wants slavery back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
For a penny.
Why must there be a minimum? Why can't you work for a penny?
Why can't you work for negative money? Why can't you pay for the privilege to
yeah,
have a job?
Just for the record, I want to clarify to be and totally fair. When he asked her that question, there was that moment of silence. In all fairness, headlights passed.
Yeah.
And she froze. That
yes,
wasn't.
Just...
She didn't need time to think of it. She was just caught on an open highway.
Barbara Doris slapping tumbleweeds
from a helicopter.
Okay. All right.
Speak! Speak, Michelle! Speak! Say something!
Oh, God, his husband's backstage having a hissy fit.
Say all regulations. Say that part.
All regulations are bad.
Say it! Oh, damn poor people!
He's like a
hog with their $7 an hour. Don't make me crack the whip.
He's like a pageant mom.
Absolutely, yeah. She's like a 2-year-old with too much eyeshadow that he parades around town in outfits that are just totally inappropriate for her age. And Marcus Bachman is... Get him straight!
I bought you a freaking pants out!
Tell him gay can be cured. Say it. Say it. Minimum wage makes people... kills jobs.
And by the way, yes, that... While Michelle Bachman has forcibly denounced Medicaid program for swelling the, quote, welfare rolls, the mental health clinic run by her husband... has been collecting annual Medicaid payments totaling $137,000 for the treatment of patients since 2005. Is that the D-gang? The D-gang.
I wonder if he does that hug treatment. Therapy that they had. Remember that guy?
Hug it out, bitch.
He'd cuddle you.
Yes.
It was because
yes.
your dad didn't care for you. Mm-hmm. So you could sit in his lap. And they interviewed him. And there was a guy snuggling up and laying across his lap, just totally, you know, wiener facing him.
Sure.
And he starts, the reporter asked the guy, how about you? Is this helping?
Something's poking me.
I feel so much less gay now that I'm nuzzling my face. Yeah. This is another
Your
man's nads.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
Crap. I feel so straight.
And then I'm going to go hit a pillow with a tennis racket. Mom!
I hate
why
you!
Why did you do this to me?
Yeah. I hate you. Your ass face!
I hate you, and I hate your ass face!
Why did you do this to me?
Marcus,
Mother!
We have to go so I can announce that I'm a presidential candidate for America, America, America.
Dang. I am almost done with this chorus.
I've got to fight
Obama. I'm holding out for a hair until the morning
light. I've got to be fast, and he's got to be strong, and he's got to be fresh from the fight.
Not to interrupt me when I'm singing a power ballad. I am coming after Knights in White Satin. Shut up, woman.
Marcus!
I'm doing my hair!
Stop singing into your hairbrush! You gotta get on the bus!
So much hell for this, but that's what you get for saying you start an organization and say you can Jesus the gay out of people. Uh-huh. Sorry, we gotta let you have it, dude.
Alright, Julian.
I believe my call is to minister to the needs of people in a practical, caring, and sensitive way. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bachman received his master's degree in education counseling from Regent University.
Oh, wow.
Regent University. Yeah, which is the equivalent on the psychiatric level of getting your art degree from someplace that advertises on a matchbook cover with a turtle.
You can draw a pirate.
Located in Virginia Beach, Virginia, known for its educational standards.
Sure.
Sorry, Virginia. He received his doctorate degree in clinical psychology from Union Graduate Institute, located in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's where I was born, and I had the sense to leave when I was an infant. Marcus, I was a zygote.
You know, the visual of him singing into Michelle Bachman's hairbrush in the back of the tour bus is so real.
Marcus, stop it! And he's just doing the flash dance feat.
Man up! Stop being such a noodlebag!
David Gregory is here. Man up!
David Gregory is here. His hair matches mine.
58 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Really?
Yay! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it 6 minutes after the hour.
That was lovely. You should have a stroke more often.
I'm really burpy this morning, aren't
I? It dislodged something, I think, is what happened. You know, some people have a heart attack and it actually, like, kicks the dust off the valves and you're like, he's actually better off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. The Sexy Liberal Show starring Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I coming to Tucson next.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, July 9th. Boston up after that, July 16th. And on and on and on. Check it out. We have you can find out on Sexy Liberal on Facebook or on sexyliberal.com. Check it out.
I'm for it.
Yeah. I am having a nervous breakdown from the trip or from the tour. Yes.
Yeah. Because
and I did have a brain related event of some sort this morning. Yes. I came in, my left arm was numb and I had ridges on my face.
That's because you're using a glow in the dark butterfly to sleep.
I can't.
I wouldn't blame the
otherwise.
Tour for that. I would blame
the butterfly was cutting off your circulation.
Yeah, I think it sat on your carotid while you, like a cat sucking the soul out of a baby while it sleeps.
You said something sort of nice for you during the break, though. You said that a lot of my friends are awesome. You said they fill in the divots in my life, in my character.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it so much nicer.
Yeah, I do not deserve my friends. I got a love letter from Christopher Staff. You keep me laughing and optimistic in the face of horribly depressing right-wing antics. Thank you. You're smart, funny, kind, beautiful. You deserve to have wonderful things. Thank you. It sounds like you might be going through a rough patch right now. Yes! Oh, God, yes. I listened to you when I was getting divorced, and somehow you kept me laughing. I wish I could do the same for you. You truly do deserve wonderful things and happiness, and maybe this will help you know that your listeners realize this. You make the world... Shut up. Thank you, Christopher. If only I could get the same support from my backstage crew.
Wow, the small, saddest little piano in the world. Just the tiny little... Oh, no.
All right. I don't want to cheer us up. Stephanie, Lisa has sent some beaver stack. Not snack, it's a snack.
Beaver snacks?
Oh, actually.
Jim, imported Canadian beaver are gnawing at Argentina's forest.
Nice beaver.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
This story has some
beaver.
Quotes.
Is that true?
There are a few who are well-informed about beaver and the damage they cause. Well, listen, Hal, that's why I saved the story for when Hal Sparks is here.
I'm on my second marriage.
It's
terrible. Did you live in a
it's dark colored.
When you were
it's a little bit tough. It takes a long time to cook. It's not amazing, but it's fine, said the owner of Gustino, a restaurant that has served beaver.
Snack.
They serve beaver.
As a snack?
Yes.
Because I don't mind it as a full meal, quite frankly. I really don't. I'm game, and so is it. Get it? The comedy.
If you just tuned in, Hal Sparks was baptized this morning by his new son.
Yeah.
Who
peed on me.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Good job, Cameron.
And you know, you want to get upset, but then you realize some people like David Vitter pay good money for that kind of thing. And I'm getting it for free. I mean, you got to take advantage.
Yes.
You just got to go, count your blessings. Count them 1, 2, 3.
Now, is your baby mama breastfeeding? I have a
yes.
Okay, because listen to this story. Deputies, woman sprayed us with breast milk.
Wow.
Just make sure she doesn't go crazy with that.
A
Central Ohio woman accused of spraying a sheriff's deputy with breast milk is facing...
like fembots.
Yeah, totally.
The Delaware County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a call. A man told him his wife was drinking at a wedding and hit him before locking herself in a car. The sheriff's deputies say they found the woman in the car, tried to talk to her, but she did not cooperate. When deputies tried to remove her, she said she was a breastfeeding mother, then exposed part of her chest and sprayed them
with
the breast milk.
Because she'd been drinking for so long.
And they didn't know what to do because...
That's a weapon.
Hot and cold running babies.
Department of Homeland Security only trains them to deal with white powder. So, it's a good thing it wasn't her husband doing the exact same thing. I'm just saying.
Wow, let me just say, as you know, my only children are Max and Fran. Mama's hands are romantic, little man. My dogs, this is bad news for me.
Little?
Apartment complex to crack down on dog poop with DNA tests. In New Hampshire, there's an apartment complex that are using DNA testing on dog poo to find out who's not cleaning up after their pets. That'd be a lot of DNA because Hal's seen them. They're like, elephant poo.
Totally. They don't. It would be no mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People know it's my dog's.
Yeah, you just come out with dog tags attached with their owner's name stamped on it. What was that? Was that the sound? Oh, that's what it sounds like. You're
here's
right.
Can I have my pet peeve music? Here's my pet peeve because I do pick up after my dogs. I don't like people on the hike that don't clean up after their dogs, but they're not as irritating as the people that leave a note on a rock next to the poo. Because now there is poo and there's a note, and like that same person's going to come back and read the note. Like, oh, I did an inconsiderate thing. So the person, first of all, that left the dog, who's not going to come back and bring the dog. And now, there's not just poo, there's the litter. There's a paper with your annoying note on it and a rock in the middle of it. Thank you. All right, just got that on this.
Really? People leave a note?
Yeah, you know, people, you need to pick up the dog or whatever. This, you know, note on the dog poo.
Oh. Right.
Like the person will come back and be chastened.
Sometimes they put a, you know... Who was it that put a flag in, like, in a movie that was a big, you know, line or whatever? Like, you found out who was crapping in the lawn, and they went over and put a flag with that person's name. Wow. I gotta tell if that's supposedly the Max and Fred pooping sound, or if that's just one of Steph's burps slowed down slightly. Yeah. And not by much. There
Here's
you
one.
See?
That's okay. What I mean. All right.
Not, see? I'm telling you. Yeah.
It's a class act. Okay. Hey, look, and speaking of doggies, here's an unsolicited testimonial. I have to read this one. Cedar Side, which I love. Mm-hmm. The natural flea and tick treatment. Brian writes a staff testimonial. My partner and I have lived in our house since 2000, never had a flea or tick problem. Wouldn't you know it, Santorum would eventually happen. See, that's a version of
yikes.
And while letting them out one afternoon, a tick landed on me. Yikes. We checked Bugsy and Bear. Oh, he's Bugsy and Bear. My handsome man. Clearly something had to be done. We also live in a lake community in the Midwest, so we've always had a vicious battle with mosquitoes. We put down the PCO Choice. That's the product you spray in your yard from the Cedar Side. And the yard smelled fantastic for two solid days. Results? We used to have to coat ourselves in nasty chemical bug spray in order not to get eaten alive, but just to mow the lawn. Here we were mowing our lawn after 2 weeks without bug spray, and while the tick situation is clearly resolved, we came to the realization we have reclaimed our yard from mosquitoes for the first time in 10 yards.
Cool.
10 years. Excuse me.
Yards.
Years. Oh, and our strawberries are coming in awesome without any bug infestation. Thank you, Cedar Side.
Wow.
That's an amazing product. Mm-hmm. Right, thank you, Brian.
Well, look at that.
It takes more than the little can to carry around in your bag.
Yes, that's a, well, exactly. They have an array of products, which you can find on the website there.
Cedarside.com. Cedarside.com.
All right. Cedarside.com. Thank you. Let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing, shall we?
Yes.
I can't believe we haven't gotten to this yet.
I know. We've been very busy.
All right.
Singing Holding Out for a Hero.
It is Christmas Sweater Eve, as Hal Sparks pointed out earlier, meaning, what do you call it, Glenn Beck's last day on TV is tomorrow.
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, so sad.
Mm. But we still have him on the radio.
Leftist revolutionaries will open our prisons. They already are starting them. They will open our prisons to cause chaos. Mm. Evil works with chaos. Good does not.
Mm. Does he just base anything that he says on anything? Leftists are going to open the prisons.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So he's going to kick the doors open. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, what leftists?
I don't know. What are they going to do with a crowbar with a Che Guevara's head, like kind of etched in the end of it? Or,
We have a new Fox. Fox bot?
Yeah.
Allison Camerota.
Call it what you want. This is the White House doing damage control. 24 hours after Michelle Bachmann's game-changing announcement, Air Force One is Iowa-bound.
Oh, sure. It's just reacting
what
to whatever fat does.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. As president, I would really care what...
damage control from Michelle Bachmann, because that's scary. Okay. Yeah. Sean Hannity on his friend Bachman. Here.
All right, let me ask. It seems that the media wants to poke at any error you make on the campaign trail. So you're in Waterloo, Iowa today. Now, I happen to also be a big fan of John Wayne. Like him a lot. Liked him a lot. He was one of the greatest actors and a great patriot. And he was born in Winterset, Iowa. You mentioned that he was born right here. I think you said Waterloo. And they say, well, wait a minute. John Wayne Gacy was born there. And the media made a big deal of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was kind of dopey. Stupid, like most things.
Because you know why they made a big deal? Not even that you mixed up which towns it was and that kind of stuff. It's because you clearly just pulled it out of your butt because you're in Iowa for a campaign thing.
No offense. John Wayne was one of the greatest actors ever.
What?
He played the same character in every movie. I mean, God love him and all.
I'm not going to hit you. The hell, I'm not going to hit you.
Okay, yes. Stephen Crowder, who, as we all know, is a very famous comedian.
What?
On
really?
Fox and Friends.
As far as John Stewart and Chris Wallace, I mean, you're talking about a guy who said poll after poll shows Fox News are the most misinformed viewers. That's not a man going for the funny. That's a man who's looking to propagandize information, regardless of it being false, in order to continue the narrative that he set with his audience regarding conservatives. And by the way, he's a bully. He only picks fights that he knows he can win, with Chris Wallace or with you guys. And not that you're too weak to defend yourselves, but the second you fire a shot back over the bow, well, guess what? He's a comedian now, puts on his comedian hat and makes a wiener joke. It's a moving target that you can't hit. You can't win the fight. That's the only reason he engages.
Well, he just took John Stewart to comedy school, didn't he? Because that was some funny. That's a rip,
John
my
Stewart
friend.
Only picks fights he can win, like intellectual ones with Fox News hosts.
Yes,
for example.
It's like just leaning across and going, look, you're low hanging fruit. You're dumb. It's not your fault. It's just John Stewart has you by what's, you know, your withered brainstem. Your Cheeto at the bottom of the bag that you have for a corpus callosum.
I'm sorry, but yet more evidence why the Sexy Liberal Show is doing so well. Cause conservative.
Not funny.
Funny, really.
You know why? Because genuinely mean doesn't work well with it. Yeah.
Okay, Greta Van Susteren on Judge Chokehold.
So you've got the Chief Justice, and you've got this woman snitching, someone leaked to the paper, and now you've got one trying to strangle another, supposedly, and the other one defends and says, no, she came after her. Is there anyone in your state who thinks any of these three should remain on your Supreme Court? They're the people they're supposed to tell the people in the state of Wisconsin, here's the law, interpret it, making them feel there's credibility with the court, and they look like a bunch of nuts.
Sure.
They look like thugs and nuts and cheats and seventh graders. Everything else. How in the world can anyone have any sort of respect for a decision coming out of that court?
Yeah, snitchy McSnitcherson, you getting your big fat neck caught in his hands like that.
If you got like a rape case, for example, if the rapist goes to jail, you know, that's the way it should be. But the woman who gets raped should probably lose her job. You know what I mean? I mean, because you can't trust her. She obviously makes bad judgments, right? That's what we're talking
about.
Walking
around all female.
The political genius, the legal genius that is Greta Van Jog to the side to try and TMJ.
Stop it. Lou Dobbs on. Let's finish with Lou Dobbs on Fox.
Gay marriage, now lawful in New York State.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it headlined news organizations and newspapers for 3 days.
What?
It's stunning. What is that all about?
Yeah. Just because it's the civil rights battle of our time, and it's what?
Why
even mention it?
It's because it's elbowing his demonize the brown people storyline out of the limelight for a time, and he's like,
you're scapegoating the wrong people.
Yeah,
let's get back to my bias.
Mexicans.
All right.
If all this gay crap is clogging up my news feed.
All right.
All these Mexicans in San Antonio.
I don't know anything about except. About the wall.
That's the that concludes Right Wing World for today.
Too much in my paper.
Yeah,
get it off there.
I was just setting it down for that's my reading material. Mark,
he's gay away for his paper.
Leave Lou Dobbs alone.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
That sounds pretty jiggy, I guess.
Getting jiggy with it.
I wonder if Marcus ever gets jiggy with it.
We've got to go or we're going to be late.
I'm cutting my hair.
I'm getting jiggy with it.
Well, you're hoping you're enjoying our Marcus Bachman skits this morning. They're just imaginings of what's life like behind the Mr. and
Absolutely.
Mrs. Bachman.
What happened to that lovely pantsuit I bought for you?
It's not authentic, though, because there's not enough people on the show to do all 23 of their foster kids.
By the way, they haven't had foster kids in like 10 years. Like, they make it sound like she's,
she's going shopping for, you make dinner for 23 people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening.
Okay. 1-800-STEPH-12. Oh, speaking of improvised skits by the Stephanie Miller Players. I love this. Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley asked Justice David Prosser to seek therapy to manage his anger 2 days after she says he put his hands around her neck, but he declined to do so.
Yeah.
Here now we reenact that scene. Justice Prosser, I was thinking you might benefit from some anger management.
What?
What the hell are you talking about, bitch? I will rip your spleen out of your earlobe. I'm going to reach in there and crush your piles of Langer hands with my fingernails. I'm going to rip off your head and...
Judge, the Koch brothers are here.
Hello. Good to see you, Jen.
He becomes the great Poupon guy.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
She's just freshening up in the bathroom.
Then he becomes one of the polite chipmunks. Oh, Koch brother, why?
Sir, the Koch brothers...
You. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
The Koch brothers are here, sir. If you'd like, I can continue choking her, and you can go to your meeting.
Yes. You take over here.
I will destroy you! Is that what I say, sir? Is that what the word?
Yes,
is that
what you
say? Ooh, that's a bingo. Okay. Is that how you say it?
All right.
No, you just say bingo.
Once again, the Stephanie bingo. Miller players. Okay. Hey, Hal, I saved happy, clappy news for you. Why? Looky here. The headline is 61% of voters blame Republicans, not Obama, for the recession.
Look at
latest
that.
Buried in the latest McClatchy-Maris poll, an interesting nugget. Although Americans are upset about the economy, 61% of those polled still think Obama inherited the recession. Oh, looky here. Poll, Obama's Afghanistan plan wins public support. President Obama's plan to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan this year and next wins broad approval from Americans who are increasingly ready for the nation's longest war. And according to a new Gallup poll. 72% favor his blueprint. Why?
My hero be a
one-term. I thought he was a one-term president.
Yay!
Okay.
We're on the Stephanie Miller Show because it's awesome and so much fun.
Yay! Cindy in Iowa has survived a Sarah Palin visit.
Yay!
Hello,
oh,
Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, your voices. I got to stop wearing headphones when I listen to the show because it's like a sound IV right into my brain.
Sorry, don't mainline the Stephanie Miller Show.
At all, yeah.
No, we survived. We survived Palin.
Yeah.
And I went, actually, I had scheduled a group bike ride with some friends, and so I did not go, but my husband did get some tickets to the barbecue from work, and he gave them to liberal friends to tip the balance of people
awesome.
At the barbecue.
Yeah, look at her bigfooting through another presidential announcement. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's like the presidential announcement fumble. Look at what she can do. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Was Mitt Romney declaring today? Oh, is Michelle Bachmann
I was
here?
Busy.
Look at what he can do.
Alaska, but somehow I thought I had jury duty in Iowa on the day that Michelle Bachmann was going to announce. What do you know?
I had no idea.
Yay!
All right, Dumb and Dumber. Thanks for playing. I see the campaign poster if they run together, and one of them has their tongue stuck on a frozen pole. Just 29 minutes after. I actually licked the microphone. I don't know where that's been.
After Monday, wow.
Right back
on
the Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a little bit older and very gentle.
She's blind in one eye.
Well, maybe I should just let her ride me.
34 minutes after the hour. Tomorrow, Don Lemon from CNN on The Big Show, along with Carl Frisch and Dave Benda. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Anne in Los Angeles. Hi, Anne.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Guess what? I have my sexy liberal ticket.
Woohoo! October 21st and 22nd in L.A. because Mama caved on doing the second show.
She did.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the second one. First of all, I am from Waterloo, Iowa. My family's from Waterloo, Iowa. And when Michelle Bachmann said, John Wayne, we just about died. Everyone knows John Wayne Gacy from Waterloo.
I know.
Right.
And
I know.
Everyone knows
we're not,
she was wrong.
Yeah,
oh
and we're not laughing at her. We're laughing really hard at her. Yes, we are. Oh, chuckles the presidential candidate. Sue in Rockville, Maryland on Mr. Bachmann's credentials. Hello, Sue.
That's very correct. It is Mr. Bachmann, not Dr.
Yes.
Bachmann.
Yes.
That Union Graduate Institute is an online institute.
Right.
And they do not grant PhDs in clinical psychology. The only PhD that's accredited is in interdisciplinary studies. The program is not accredited by the American Psychological Association. Mm. So not only is he a phony and a fraud, but he's collecting money for his therapies.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay! Yay for scamming people with your phony ex-gay therapy. Yeah. Yay!
Are you sure this is how you can cure me of the gay? Yeah. I learned this on the internet. Take off your pants.
Take off your pants.
I saw this on the internet.
No pants.
Are you sure you were on an education website?
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, take the...
Reach around. I mean, reach out.
Paddle.
It's gay reach
right.
outreach.
Take the ping pong paddle and hold it, not with your hands. Yeah.
Julian Branson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I was just wondering if you guys could play Michelle Bachman in slow-mo.
It's irritating no matter how you slice it. It really is. Yay. Okay.
Yay.
Thank you. All right. The president of...
Founding fathers.
Okay. The president in Iowa as well.
I know you've been seeing a lot of politicians around lately. Something tells me that you may see a few more before February is over. But Iowa, you and I, we go a long way back. And those of you who are coming over from the Illinois side, we go even longer back. So we've got some history together. And together we're going to make some more history for years to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great being in Chicago last week in Obama country. Obama and Mama country, my friends.
Saw Rahm Emanuel while I was there.
That was probably my best material. I said I get called an Obama apologist every day. And you know what I say to those people? You.
All right. You can quote Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah.
He's very quotable.
Nothing to apologize for. All right. Howdy. I got an invitation to the Sarah Palin movie premiere, by the way.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Busy at a thing with a guy who plays somewhere else.
Unworkable, what's it called?
Uh-huh.
Unthinkable?
Undefeated, something. Which away is incorrect. She was defeated, and very badly, in a very bad landslide.
Yeah.
But
she quit first the other thing, so she was, you know.
Reporters from around the country descended upon the tiny town in Iowa for the premiere of the Sarah Palin documentary, The Undefeated. They were in for a rude awakening. So scarce for tickets, there was no room at the inn for journalists. Huh. That lamestream media, don't you know? No room for you for my crappy film.
She's undefeated. I'm trying to figure out how that logically works. I think.
If you quit halfway through, you can't be defeated.
There's no winner, no loser.
A trophy, rather.
Why don't you just call the movie Forfeit?
It's true. Yeah, that's exactly. Why, like, if I didn't really like competitive sports when I was a kid, that's when you just quit because then you can't lose.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't do. I quit.
You came in last. I didn't come in at all. Shut up.
By the way, so one persistent question about Bristol Palin's book is, was she accusing Levi of date rape? Because she, you know, she, wine coolers. I mean, listen, that's where I started. That was my gateway. She calls the sexual encounter as being fueled by too many wine coolers. People want to know, was she raped? She said, I'm not accusing Levi of date rape by any means. I'm just honestly looking back on it with the eyes of an adult. That was 5 years ago, and I'm realizing it was a dumb decision.
Thank you for your support.
It was a dumb wine cooler decision.
Resulted in you being forced to have sex against your will or coerced into having sex.
With wine coolers?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean...
Jim's I've spent entirely too much money.
I spent all that money on roofies. And
what? Wine coolers? Cooler.
That's what wine coolers are for. They hide
anything. You mean Bartles and James could have been my wingmen? What the hell? I bought the good stuff.
That's like having Wilford Brimley as your wingman.
I've got diabetes.
Right thing to do.
All right. Breaking Hollywood news. Charlie Sheen's character to be killed off in Two and a Half Men. TMZ reporting Chuck Lorre wants to make sure Charlie Sheen's character is killed off, making it impossible for him to return to the show. One of the scenarios involves him driving his car over a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to insist the driving cokehead or
whatever.
Okay. News... Hmm? No. The news comes a day after TMZ reported that the last of his two goddesses have moved out. So I guess this is not a duh winning day. This would be not.
Duh.
No.
Probably because he's getting more action than he's seen, and they're getting jealous, and they're getting pushed.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting marginalized in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Or he made a promise he didn't keep to them.
So you can show that stock footage over and over again of the car going off the cliff and exploding.
Obama is actually.
And then he wakes up in the shower with Bobby Ewing, gay. I don't know. I'm just saying. There is always a way back in Hollywood, right, right, Hal?
Ask Marcus Bachman.
Oh, boy. Tracy Morgan is back doing stand-up, speaking of...
Oh, boy.
At Caroline's last weekend in New York, towards the end of the night, After a raucous set, including a lot of flirting with women in the audience, he warned, don't ever mess with women who have retarded kids.
Oh, boy.
As groans and cries of uh-oh were heard, he continued, them young retarded males is strong. They're strong like chimps. He concluded with a bit about his alleged teenage romance with a girl he described as a cripple with a prosthetic arm, a mechanical larynx, and a portable dialysis machine. So that's his new, less homophobic, more appropriate, politically correct material.
You know, because... Yeah, because you want people. It's good to attack people that have even more advocates working
yes.
for their.
By the benefits. Way, that I just described, that is the complete polar opposite of the sexy liberal show.
Yeah,
that's, yeah. See, yeah. That's weird. We've discovered you can be funny without making fun
Being,
of
yeah.
people that are different in any
cruel,
way.
Cruel, essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. it's a cruelty free comedy show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bethany in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Beth.
Hi, I'm a big fan of your show, Hal, and
right.
and Steffi. I had a fight with you around Blagojevich.
Uh-oh.
Because 9 days after they arrested him, and they didn't arrest Ryan, who was selling licenses for the driver, truck drivers. And 9 days after that, there was a federal probe that found George Bush guilty of lying about the bad apples and let those two soldiers go to jail, one pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and he did 3 hours of hair jokes. And I kept calling, and he wouldn't take my call.
Oh. Well,
and
you've
then,
been storing up this anger now for
got,
a long time.
I only got half a count the last time. It wasn't even a full count.
All right. Well, you don't think he's guilty, Blagojevich?
I think they're all guilty of that. They have to. How much do they have to raise every day? And we're just going to keep, if we don't address, you know, financial reform.
I agree.
It's one thing to joke, but I mean to really miss what's important. And I that they're getting away with war crimes. That here they're writing books in poor Russia.
I hear you.
He went to jail for stamps.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
We Dems, we turn against each other.
It's true. We ate our own wiener.
Like right now.
Yes.
All right, but you know how we can solve all this is you and I having a magical, you know.
Well, I had to turn your show off yesterday. Right. Hey, a cabbage patch. That was me.
Oh, well, he does look a little cabbage patchy, but...
Oh, come on.
All right.
Me.
I love
you're
you anyway.
The Republicans.
All right. I'm sorry.
What you were saying,
I apologize.
What did you say yesterday?
We love you. We love you even if you don't love us anymore. All
like
right.
You,
okay. Then goodbye.
You were saying yesterday that Blagojevich looks like a cabbage patch kid?
I think I said that today. Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. I was...
A little bit.
I was busy. Look, the president is actually having a...
Snap on here.
Oh, let's
yeah.
go to the president's press conference live. Look. Looky here. He
budget. That pays for things like medical research and education funding and food inspectors and the weather service.
Claptrap.
And we can't just do it by making seniors pay more for Medicare. So we're going to need to look at the whole budget, as I said several months ago. And we've got to eliminate waste wherever we find it and make some tough decisions about worthy priorities. And that means trimming the defense budget while still meeting our security needs.
Yes.
It means we'll have to tackle entitlements as long as we keep faith with seniors and children with disabilities by maintaining the fundamental security that Medicare and Medicaid provide. And yes, we're going to have to tackle spending in the tax code. There's been a lot of discussion about revenues and raising taxes in recent weeks. So I want to be clear about what we're proposing here. I spent the last 2 years cutting taxes for ordinary Americans.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to extend 95%. Those middle class tax cuts. The tax cuts I'm proposing we get rid of are tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires.
Thank you.
Tax breaks for oil companies.
Thank you.
And hedge fund managers and corporate jet owners. It would be nice if we could keep every tax break there is. But we've got to make some tough choices here if we want to reduce our deficit. And if we choose to keep those tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires, if we choose to keep a tax break for corporate jet owners, if we choose to keep tax breaks for oil and gas companies that are making hundreds of billions of dollars, then that means we've got to cut some kids off from getting a college scholarship. That means we've got to stop funding certain grants for medical research. That means that food safety may be compromised. That means that Medicare has to bear a greater part of the burden. Those are the choices we have to make.
Very
good.
So
the bottom line is this.
All right. We'll come back to it. We have to take a break and come back. But good stuff.
Yep.
It's a very good way to put it. You know, cutting stuff like that that's so vital for, giving tax breaks to hedge fund managers. See, if someone had written a boogie woogie hedge fund manager, perhaps.
Boogie woogie hedge fund.
Yeah.
Boogie woogie hedge fund. Boogie woogie hedge fund.
We might think they're more cuddly, but I don't think they deserve a tax break, is my point.
These are the points he mentioned, by the way, are the reason supposedly Eric Cantor walked out of the meeting. And the straw that broke the camel's back was eliminating a tax break for corporate jets.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's like hitting me right in the Adam's apple.
Right
there.
We can't get a tray through here without knocking that thing. Are you kidding me?
45 minutes after the hour back, but we'll rejoin the President's Press Conference live as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, how does this show stay so fresh?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Another Obama campaign promise kept, Hal.
Yeah.
He introduced 14-year-old Peyton Wall, who lost her dad on 9/11, to Justin Bieber. She had told the president she used Bieber's music to cope with the pain and how much it would mean to her, and she admitted she was more nervous meeting Bieber than the president. Yeah, the president's
right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Bieber.
Right.
Okay. Because you get a fever with a Bieber.
Well, Bieber actually has his finger on the button at any given time. I mean, most people don't know that he could launch a nuclear strike.
Sure, he could.
I thought you meant another button.
No.
All right. Let's see what the president's talking about at the press conference, shall we?
There's a lot of folks who are doing extraordinarily well and are enjoying the lowest tax rates since before I was born.
Thank you.
If you are a wealthy CEO or health hedge fund manager in America right now, your taxes are lower than they have ever been.
Boogie woogie hedge.
They're lower than they've been since the 1950s. And you can afford it. You'll still be able to ride on your corporate jet. You're just going to have to pay a little more. And if we... I just want to emphasize what I said earlier. If we do not have revenues, that means there are a bunch of kids out there who are not getting college scholarships. If we do not have those revenues, then the kinds of cuts that would be required might compromise the National Weather Service. It means that we would not be funding critical medical research. It means that food inspection might be compromised.
Which costs us money.
And I've said to some of the Republican leaders, you go talk to your constituents, the Republican constituents, and ask them, are they willing to compromise their kids' safety so that some corporate jet owner continues to get a tax break?
All right. Okay. Thank you. That was good stuff.
The next one, he must be a one-term president.
Yay!
Food safety.
Right. Yeah.
Botulism's good for you.
Eat the egg
market.
Salad that's been in the sun for a few hours and like it. You're an American
will solve
kid.
It.
Have the chicken tartare with the sun-dried mayonnaise.
Yes.
Yeah. Yay!
Sun-kissed chicken. That's what we have.
Yay for no food safety inspection.
Yay.
Yay.
That's government overreach, and we've got to look at all regulations, the kind of regulations that keep people from, juggling fecal material and then immediately touching food.
Louise
Smart.
People are eating.
We got to make sure that hockey players are allowed.
Let's have some fun facts for this Michelle Boxman.
To bleed into the vegetation at a...
This will shock you, this story. She has virtually no accomplishments of any kind.
Oh.
That's what she's basing her presidential run on. Representative Michelle Bachmann surging in the Republican presidential polls, barnstorming Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. But as she sprints toward the front of the Republican pack, a major hole in her political resume, legislation, now in her third term, she has never had a bill or a resolution she sponsored signed into law. She's never wielded a committee gavel, either at the full or subcommittee level. Her amendments and bills have rarely been considered by any committee, even with the House under Republican control, because they're all...
Well, to be fair, they're written in crayon on toilet paper.
Bachmann has shunned the inside. I wrote a bill. Yay. Bachmann has shunned the inside game, choosing to be more of a bomb thrower than a legislator. I think she's had a profound effect on the debate, said Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, who's also... He said, in fact, we know... You'll love this. Are you ready, Jim?
Uh-huh.
In fact, as we know, Winston Churchill... He just compared her to Winston Churchill. Lost and was a voice of reason in Great Britain for a long time. And then people finally realized he was right. You see the analogy
Winston
there? Michelle
Churchill.
Bachmann, Winston Churchill.
Really?
Bachmann,
we shall fight
private...
them on the beaches.
Yay.
We shall fight them on the streets.
Yay. And then, of course, Michelle Bachmann said, yay.
Yay! I'm going to be president. Yay!
Bachmann privately lobbied for stimulus funds for Minnesota and pork producers, according to recent media reports, sought spending earmarks that she now opposes and benefited personally from tens of thousands of dollars in federal funds for a family farm counseling clinic owned by her husband, Marcus, who's holding out for a hero.
Yay! Yeah. She actually got pork for pork producers.
Yes, literal pork.
Yeah, literal.
And her husband got...
Oh, boy.
Oh, I have no information on what kind of pork he got or did not get.
Yeah.
It's not a verb.
Mm-mm.
Well, House colleagues on both...
Yay! I'm holding up for a heater.
I'm guessing he says
morning.
Yay for pork. House colleagues on both sides of the aisle portray her as unreasonable and cynical, using fear to win political favor and public support rather than seeking consensus or compromise.
She's not smart
There's
enough
not
to be cynical.
Been one single legislative accomplishment she's had, said a Republican lawmaker who serves with... Bachmann. There
Yay!
Legislative
An
resume.
An entire campaign built on gibberish, misunderstanding, and hate. Michelle Bachmann for president. That's right, friends. Send in your dollars now so they can be flushed down the toilet of history on a nowhere candidate who's got so baloney between her ears. She's
getting a lot of press, though. Guess what?
Counter.
Tim Pawlenty is getting pissed. He needs to... Can I have some wargasm music, please? That's how he's taking this thing back. He's a war hawk.
No, he isn't. He's a...
Wizard!
Excellent!
From Gawker.com, Tim Pawlenty tries so hard to be loved, and yet... He makes exciting action films on a regular basis. He's apologized for once believing in science. He's released a cartoonish parody of a Republican economic plan. And he's all about the Jesus stuff. He's a full-service pander shop that scares away all the customers. What else can he do at this point? Go nuts about war, obviously. Pawlenty, whose remarkable willingness to pander I first really noticed a few months back when he describes Obama's Egypt strategy as working to appease the Muslim Brotherhood, is trying to squeeze into the last little niche of branding space available in the Republican primary. The robust, endless war bomb neocon guy. Titled No Retreat from Freedom's Rise, Pawlenty's recent speech aspired to be a Reagan-esque declaration of American strength and leadership, perhaps most notably criticizing the growing conservative sentiment against expansionist U.S. foreign policy. It's macho!
Totally.
He's out of wargasm! Yeah!
Yeah, because he's T-Paw.
T-Paw.
Literally. Can lightning strike twice in the Republican field for president? John Huntsman goes head-to-head with Tim Pawlenty in Snooze Fest 2012.
Snooze. Yeah. It's War Guy and Wizard! All right. Hal Sparks will be at the Cobbs Comedy Club in San Francisco this weekend. His band will be at the House of Blues on July 4th, this Monday.
Yeah.
And Bruce Come on down. Tonight
at Twitter me your name, and you can bring a plus one for $5 to the show on Monday at the House of Blues.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Twitter it.
That's it for us today. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.